As we begin our Q&A session, I have 5 pages worth of questions that people have sent in over the last few weeks or couple months. And somebody asked me recently, is it too late to send in more? And the answer is, nope, we're just now starting. So the first question, I'm going to read it. I won't tell you who submitted it. If you want to say, hey, that was mine, you're free to do that. It says, the Tetragrammaton, that's those Hebrew letters, Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, that are translated as the Lord in capital letters in our Bible. So the Tetragrammaton and how it relates to Yeshua. I'm still not sure how it connotes, quote, mercy, unquote, and how we are to interpret the Tetragrammaton's referring to Yeshua. That's probably a result of my not completing your Hebrew course, my fault entirely, which I thought was a cute way to end the question. But it's a good question. When I say the name, the Tetragrammaton, the Yod Heh Vav Heh, that is the Lord, connotes mercy, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that it's translated as mercy. It means it carries that meaning. And why? Well, let's go look. First, how do I know it relates to Yeshua? Let's start in Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43. And I must warn you, sometimes my answers are longer than the questions. In Isaiah chapter 43, let's look at verse 3 first. It says, for I am the Lord. Oops, you're not there yet. Let me give you a fair chance to find it. It's right after Isaiah 41. I'm waiting for somebody to say, no, it's after 42. It's after. Okay, it's after. Verse 3, for I am the Lord, there's the Tetragrammaton, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. So I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. The key phrase here at the moment is the Holy One of Israel. You see that phrase? Now, let's go over to Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah chapter 12, as you can tell from verse 1, begins, and in that day, what day? The Lord, so it's an end times prophecy. We want to start in verse 4. Give me a thumbs up and you found it. And in that day, so we know it's the day of the Lord, you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. See that word Lord there, so Tetragrammaton. Declare his deeds among the peoples. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is talking about the tribulation period, the Battle of Armageddon, the establishment of the kingdom, establishing his kingdom over all kingdoms of the earth. This is known in all the earth, not just Israel, but all the earth. Oh, cry out and shout to inhabitant of Zion, that's Zion, that's prophetic Jerusalem, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. So the Holy One of Israel will be dwelling in Jerusalem in the kingdom, ruling over the kingdom. Who rules over the kingdom in Jerusalem? The Holy One of Yeshua. So it tells us here in verse 4, that is the Lord. The Lord, there's the Tetragrammaton, those four Hebrew letters, is the Holy One of Israel, as we saw in Isaiah 43:3. It confirms it, and he will be the one personally ruling over the kingdom in Jerusalem. That's just point one. Now back to Isaiah 43. Verse 11. Isaiah 43. Verse 11. By the way, we will come back to Isaiah 43 another time, so you may want to keep your neighbor's finger there or something. So Isaiah 43, verse 7 says, I, even I, am the Lord. There's the Tetragrammaton, those four Hebrew letters, Yod Heh Vav Heh. And besides me, there is no Savior. Meaning the Lord is the only Savior. There isn't another. Well, keeping a finger there, let's go to Acts chapter 13. All the questions I received were excellent questions. You know how they always told you in school there are no dumb questions? Well, yes, there are. But I didn't get any of them. All the ones you guys sent were good questions. Acts 13.
Did you forget about dispensationalism?
I forgot it completely and entirely.
Well, I meant that might be one of the dumb questions.
Yeah, like I said, there are dumb questions, yep. Acts chapter 13, verse 23. From this man's seed, that refers to David. Are we there? From this man's seed, that's David, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Yeshua. Well, in Isaiah 43:11, it says, there is no other Savior except the Lord. And who does it tell us in Acts 13:23 is the Savior? Yeshua. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 20. And this we're going to want to break this one down. For our citizenship is in heaven. So who's our?
Saints.
That's the saints, the believers. From which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord, Yeshua the Messiah. So the Savior is the Lord, is Yeshua the Messiah. See how it puts Savior, Lord, and Yeshua all in one phrase there. And then to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 10. Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 10. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. If there's only one Savior, and that's the Lord, and our Savior is Yeshua the Messiah, then Yeshua is the Lord. Which, by the way, is what the name of the prophet Isaiah is, Yeshayahu. The Lord is salvation, Yeshua is the Lord. And then Titus, I guess I have to say chapter 1, verse 4, but y'all laugh at me and go, there's only one chapter, which is right. That's right, there's not just one chapter. I'm just checking to see if people are listening or if they're just taking notes. Titus 1:4 says, to Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, our Savior. The Lord, there's the tetragrammaton, Yeshua the Messiah, our Savior. Again, it puts all those things in one clause or phrase. The reason I know that there's more than one chapter in Titus is the next reference is Titus chapter 3. I can't get people to argue with me anymore, so I have to try and start arguments. Titus chapter 3 verse 6 says, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Yeshua the Messiah, our Savior. Just two more cross references before we go back to Isaiah. And that's 2 Peter chapter 2. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 20. Second Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah, the Lord our Savior is Yeshua the Messiah. And 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 again says, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Messiah. Now back to Isaiah chapter 43. And I didn't bring in all the references I could because I figured we got to answer more than one question a year. I mean a night. Isaiah 43, verses 14 and 15. Thus says the Lord, there's the tetragrammaton. Are you there? Your Redeemer. The word Redeemer is a kinsman Redeemer. Goel has to be a human being, flesh and blood. The Holy One of Israel. Again, remember Isaiah 12, the Holy One of Israel in your midst. So the Lord, who is our Redeemer, is the Holy One of Israel. For your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives, the Chaldeans who rejoice in their ships. I am the Lord, there's a tetragrammaton, your Holy One, that is the Holy One of Israel, the Creator of Israel, your King. Who's going to be king, ruling and reigning? Our Messiah, Yeshua. Staying in Isaiah, we'll go to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, as the last reference on the first part of the question. I broke the question into three parts. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Thus says the Lord, there's the tetragrammaton, the King of Israel, again, Messiah is going to rule and reign as King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and his Redeemer, that is Israel's Redeemer, the Goel, requires flesh and blood human being, the Lord of Hosts, Adonai Zavaot. I am the first and I am the last, besides me there is no God. Where else in the scripture do you see that phrase, I am the first and I am the last? That's Revelation 22. Let's go up and see what color those words are. They're what? They're red. That's correct. Revelation 22:13. I am the Aleph and the Tav. Unless you're reading from the Greek, then it's the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. So the Lord in Isaiah 44, verse 6, the tetragrammaton, the Yod Heh Vav Heh, is the King of Israel, Israel's Redeemer, the Lord of Hosts, and the first and the last. And here in Revelation 22:13 in red letters, Messiah says, hey, that's me. So that was part one of his question or her question, whoever's question it was. Let's go to part two. By going to Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. For thus says the Lord, there's the tetragrammaton, who created the heavens, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited, I am the Lord and there is no other. So in this verse, we learn that the Lord created the heavens and the earth. What do we learn in John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3? Let's go look. We read it tonight, but that was on the other recording. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Are you there? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. And then in verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we learned in Isaiah 45:18 that the Lord created the heavens and the earth, and who here do we find creating the heavens and the earth? Yeshua, the one who became flesh and blood and dwelt among us. And Colossians 1:16, let's just add that to your notes. Right after Philippians comes Colossians. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth. So if the Lord, the Tetragrammaton, created the heavens and the earth, and Yeshua created the heavens and the earth, who is Yeshua? He's the Lord.
Hebrews 1 is another good reference to help, a really good reference about Yeshua creating heaven and earth.
Yep. Like I said earlier, I didn't put in every possible reference. But you're right, Hebrews 1's another good one. Part 3 of the question was, I'm still not sure how it connotes mercy. So let's answer that part. Go to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. Verse 18. Now that we know who the Lord is, verse 18 says, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. So it begins by telling us, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy. Then go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Therefore know that the Lord, there's the Tetragrammaton, your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. The Lord is the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Same chapter, verse 12. Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. So the covenant is a covenant of mercy that the Lord gave. Then 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 34. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Ki le'olam chasdo. And the word Lord there, the Tetragrammaton. Same chapter, verse 41. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest who were chosen, who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13. Indeed, it came to pass when the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Praise the Lord, that's the Tetragrammaton. His mercy endures forever. Second Chronicles chapter 6, verse 14. And he said, Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God in heaven or on earth like you, who keep your covenant in mercy with your servants who walk before you with all their hearts, your covenant and mercy. Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 3. God bless you. Let's just read the last phrase after saying, God bless you, in the quotes. For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who is the he? The he is the Lord, the Tetragrammaton. Psalm chapter 6, verse 2. Psalm chapter 6, verse 2. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. I'm not in the right place, am I?
That's a song of ascent that says his mercy endures forever, but every other verse.
Yeah, I'm going to get into that one. Okay, let me just... Psalm 6:2 says, have mercy on me, O Lord. There's the Tetragrammaton. Psalm 25:10. So what you're trying to get me to realize is it says it all over the place. And it does. Psalm 25:10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Psalm 32:10.
Wayne, can I ask a question on that?
Yes, sure.
This wasn't my question, by the way. And I see we're proving that the Lord is merciful, but I don't see that we're showing that the Yod Heh Vav Heh specifically is linked to mercy. Am I not seeing that, or is it?
Everywhere we're seeing mercy, you see the Tetragrammaton.
But you
in all those references we've seen so far. And when I say it connotes mercy, I don't mean it's defined as mercy. I mean it's associated. Yeah. Okay. Psalm 32:10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Boy, I've got a whole lot more references. But maybe, given the time, I should skip up to Matthew. Go to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, verse 30. We know the Yeshua is the Lord. We just looked at that. In verse 30, it says, and behold, two blind men sitting by the road, when they heard that Yeshua was passing by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. Have mercy on us, O Lord. That is the one who's always promised mercy to those who are faithful to him. And it reiterates then in the next verse, verse 31, then the multitude warned them that they should be quiet, but they cried out all the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, the Son of David. And they leave out some of the words like the, but they should be in there. And then lastly, on this question, before we have to quit for the night, Jude chapter 1. Right before Revelation. Verse 21. There's only one in Jude. Verse 21. We'll start in 20 for context so we get through the whole sentence. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord, that would be the Tetragrammaton if we had it here in Hebrew, Yeshua the Messiah, unto eternal life. And I omitted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Plus, like you said, Psalm 136, it's every other phrase is ki le'olam chasdo. So next time, Lord willing, we'll pick up with question number 2.